What is going on there, y'all? Oh, man. Welcome to me. Thank you so much, Matthew, for the wonderful transition there. Introducing me, as you will, to our lovely radio audience. Yeah, you were just all listening to Jazz Boulevard with Matthew. And then I'm sorry that song cut off, but time is a mistress to no man. She does not care for our mortal plans. And yeah, I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and you're tuning in to my new show, Extra Tonal, here at CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikutlum, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And yeah, it's I'm glad to be here. It's Wednesday. It's 9 p.m. It's a good time to dive into some music you probably wouldn't usually put on yourself. It's minimalist tonight. It's a bit of loopiness. But actually, I have to say, like, this is mainly a classical show, but the midsection here tonight is a little bit more lively than you might find at a classical concert, because I found a band that I got to share with y'all. You've probably heard of them already, but they are fantastic, and we'll get into that later. But yeah, tonight I'm going to start us off with some more Steve Reich, because when I was getting ready to audition for conservatory college, like college, music college, my mom took me to see a Steve Reich concert at Alice Tully Hall in New York City, in Lincoln Center. And we saw a Steve Reich concert, and one of the pieces performed that night, I believe it was by Pat Metheny, was Electric Counterpoint. And when I was watching that performance, I was just sitting in the audience totally enraptured. I was like, this is amazing. And I just thought to myself really hard, like, oh, man, this is what I want to do. I want to be a musician. I want to perform. I want to be on the stage. I want to do these things. Like, I want to be part of that. And I was deep in the grip of a video game addiction. Man, I was almost going pro on Quake as a first-person shooter from the 90s, the first truly 3D first-person shooter. And yeah, it looked like mud, but it was hecka fun. And yeah, I was so into that game, I found it difficult to break away to go practice. And as I'm watching Pat Metheny on the Alice Tully stage performing Electric Counterpoint, I thought to myself, and my head got kind of weird, and the world felt kind of weird for a second. It's like, man, I hope something happens to my computer so that I can focus on practicing. And you will not believe me, dear audience, when I tell you this. Perhaps you won't believe me, but it's the truth. Concert ends. My mom and I go back to the car. I'm floating. She's just laughing. And we're driving back, and we get to our apartment maybe like an hour later. And I walk into my room, and my Windows computer is giving me the blue screen of death. It has died since we left and came back. And what happened is the hard drive failed. And I was not, like, I contacted customer service for Gateway Computers, because that's where I got it. And they were like, oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that happen. You're still under warranty. It's going to take us just until after your auditions are over to get you a replacement hard drive. And I just sat there and I was like, yo. So suffice to say, I practiced my butt off, and yeah, ended up going to Juilliard. So magic. But so tonight, that story told, I'm going to play for y'all the entire Electric Counterpoint by Steve Reich, commissioned by Pat Metheny, off of the Different Train / Electric Counterpoint album released in 1989. And man, this tune. Okay, so basically what's going on is that there are 13 parts in this song, this piece. And they are, 12 of them are pre-recorded by the guitarist. That's, I believe it's 9 to 11 guitars and two basses. And each of the lines you're going to hear, like, there's no panning. There's no, like, automated panning going on. There's no, like, special effects going on, aside from, like, maybe some, like, how do you say it? Like, transient shaping, some delay, some compression, stuff like that. But nothing, like, active, no active alterations aside from volume changes. They're all pre-recorded by the guitarist, who then plays the final piece of the piece, the final line of the piece, live. And let me tell you, it's electric. Seeing it live was just like, oh my God, they had like these purple lights going on and like, oh, it was so nice. It was so good. And watching, like, I didn't know who Pat Metheny was at the time. Heck, it might not have been him, but I kind of think it was him. But yeah, watching that made me want to practice my little butt off. And boy, howdy did I. And it paid off pretty well. But yeah, I'm going to play, so it's electric counterpoint, one, fast. Two, slow. Three, fast. And that's just going to go all together. Then we're going to have a couple of PSAs. And then we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you about that next band that I was kind of gushing over. I'm not going to tell you the name. It's going to be a surprise. I'm going to tell you when it's time to tell you. But what made me want to play them, and this may tell you who they are, is that they also use loops. It's a two-piece band. And the guitarist uses loops and plays along with them, like, amazingly, technically, perfectly. It's amazing. It just blows my mind how tight these performances are. But they use microtonality. And if that doesn't tell you who they are, then you're going to be very happy to know who they are when I tell you. But they use a whole lot of microtonality in the guitar. And, you know, they do a bit of the funny rhythms. The first song I'll play for you is in 4-4, but the second one is in 7. Broken into like a 4-3, so it's like 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3 is kind of how you feel it. I forget what the last song is, the third song is. We're gonna play three of their tracks, and then we'll talk a little more. And I'll leave you out with a cellist that I find super exciting. Have been kind of like musician crushing on for years, and have been slowly building my rig to kind of get in the ballpark of what she does. But her name is Zoe Keating. And she, I'm going to play for you this song called Escape Artist, where she is playing, she has like a custom MIDI foot controller that she uses to control Ableton Live as she's playing to record and playback loops and, you know, this, that, and the other. And yeah, it's just a super exciting tune. So yeah, that's pretty much our show for tonight. My official start of Extratonal. We had two kind of like pre-shows. During my Thursday open mic slot, but now here I am. Wednesdays at 9, we gonna hear some cool modern, contemporary, classical, and adjacent music. And you know what? Let's just get into it. Let's just start playing some of this electric counterpoint because I got it all queued up. And yeah, so this is Steve Reich's electric counterpoint performed by Pat Metheny. Have at it. Thank you.
know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
What is up, y'all? That was Electric Counterpoint in its entirety. Movement 1, fast. Movement 2, slow. Movement 3, fast. Imaginative naming, I know. But okay. Something that always makes me super happy to listen to in this piece, and especially in 3 and fast. As a bassist, I really enjoyed how you can hear that there's the multiple bass lines in there, because one is panned hard left, and one is panned hard right, and one is in the middle. I believe there's one in the middle. I should listen more carefully next time with that headphones on. Actually, I had the headphones on one ear, which is why I'm confused. But anyway, yeah, it's like, so you could hear the notes, the rhythms bouncing around, and they were perfectly in sync, recorded on tape, which is super cool. But they didn't pan. It wasn't like playing the one line. He played the line separately, made sure that they were fitting in perfectly, and then as they were panned, your ear just kept jumping around that bass. And that's not a common thing you do in recordings. Generally, they're like, put the bass in the middle. Keep it in the middle. We must have it mono bass in the center. Yeah, it's a terrible accent, I know. But, and that's because usually, in a techno song or something like that, you put that kick in the bass in the middle because that keeps everything grounded. And little thing we do as audio engineers is we check our bells and whistles and dials and gauges to make sure that we're not going too out of the center, because that makes mixes go weird when you listen to them on a stereo system. Headphones, you won't really notice, but there's a number. You go from 1 to -1, and you want to stick around 0 to 1, because if you go negative, then your phase is off, and what you're hearing from the left speaker will destroy what's happening in the right speaker in some way. It's like you get phase cancellation, so that's a big no-no. So generally, yeah, the bass lives in the middle. But in this piece, that's not really an issue, because the bass is just the bass. There's no kick drum or anything like that. There's no crazy synths happening. And so they could bounce them around like that. And it's totally fine. It's also totally killer and awesome. It makes my head go yay in a way that the Smiths, How Soon Is Now, I never get the name of that song right, blew my mind the first time I heard it on a Walkman. Because the guitars, that was cool. First time I heard it, I had to sit down and keep listening till the batteries ran out on my Walkman, because it was on a mixtape that my oldest sister gave me. And I missed a theory class that day. But hey, these are the reasons to miss theory class. So yeah, that was Steve Reich and Pat Metheny performing Steve Reich's Electric Counterpoint. And now we get to my mystery middle guests. Yes. They are very fun to watch. Haha, you thought I'd say the name. They're very fun to watch. They are from Montreal, from Québécois, the Quebec. They are from Quebec. They are Engin de Poitrine, who you might have heard of recently because they've just exploded. They released their first album a couple of years back, I believe in 2024. Engin de Poitrine, I'm butchering that because I'm terrible at the French. Volume 1. They've released a Volume 2. They're coming out with Volume 3. Please find them on Bandcamp and give them more money than they ask for, because they're worth it. They're so good. And the reason I picked them, they're not classical. It's a guitarist with a double guitar bass. So it's guitar up top, bass on bottom, party all around. And a drummer. And the guitarist uses loops, a loop pedal to play things and have them played back. But the reason I chose them is because their use of microtonality and non-standard rhythms for, kind of rocky music. But when I first heard them, holy moly, I was like, these guys remind me of a combination of Indian and gamelan music. And it's it's so good. It's so good. I had to play them tonight for you guys, Because, you know, who else is going to sit around and listen to me play this kind of music? I don't know. Maybe my family. Maybe my friends. And really, who else needs to listen? But hopefully you are as well. But yeah, they are a very funny group. I feel like they could be Daft Punk hiding. I don't know. Probably not. They wear crazy helmets or crazy costumes. They speak a made-up language until they're not speaking the made-up language. And then you're like, oh, that was, wait, I understood that part. Am I? No, they just spoke my language. Okay. And they are heck of fun. Yeah, you can read more about them in the CBC. They've been doing some write-ups. I think there's like some kind of documentary or something, or like a news. I didn't catch the whole thing. I was just like, I'm listening. I'm not reading anything right now. I'm just listening. And yeah, so the first track, it's 4-4. But I mean, it's not like four to the floor kind of 4-4. It's like wonky rhythms 4-4. Second one's in 7. And yeah, here's the thing for y'all. Like, if you're afraid of strange rhythms and you haven't heard of the band Tool, a good way to think of a 5 or a 7 system is, okay, 5 is either a 2 and a 3 or a 3 and a 2. So it's like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, or like a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. And a 7 is either a 2, 2, 3, a 2, 3, 2, or a 3, 2, 2. So let me break that down. It's like 1-2-1-2-1-2-3, 1-2-1-2-1-2-3, or 1-2-1-2-3-1-2-1-2-1-2-3-1-2, or 1-2-3-1-2-1-2-1-2-3-1-2-1-2. And if you're listening and you're like, wait, I'm counting to 4, but it's breaking, this is probably why. So try to count one of them to, like, just break it down. Break it down. Break it down for yourself, and you will get that groove. And it's really interesting because in pop music these days, they're starting to use more non-standard rhythms, and I am all for it. But, you know, I have only so much time to talk. I've exceeded my allotment, perhaps. So why don't we just jump into Engin de Poitrine, Sherpa, followed by Togd, and, oh my God, I probably should have looked up how to pronounce these things before, but Temes? I don't know. It's their made-up language. I think I can be forgiven for not getting it right. Yeah, we'll start off with Sherpa. I can read that. So here you go. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
Holy moly! If you are not familiar with Angeline Desposhwin, consider yourself introduced. Yeah, okay. I don't know what to say. That was just like, okay, I know it's not classical music, but what's super interesting is like, I challenge you as a listener to go back, find these songs, and they're all over Bandcamp, and try to figure out where the loop begins and where the live playing changes in the guitar and the bass lines. Because sometimes it's real hard, but if you're paying attention, you might just catch it. Plus, like, I think they store the loops so they can bring them back later. I'm not 100% certain about that. It is a thing that can be done, so I don't know. But, okay. The rhythms in the first track, Sherpa. For a second there, I thought I misled y'all. And I was like, oh, it's in 4-4. And then I was listening, I'm like, But this is like a non-standard 4-4. They kept playing like a lot of dotted quarter notes, dotted eighth notes. So it's like going over the line. The whole rhythm stretches over four bars. So it's actually kind of like 16, but super cool. I can't talk too much because like I don't have a lot of time left. I gotta be into my next thing by 5103, or else this poor next show is going to get overrun. But all right, so that's Angeline Desposhwin. I played for you earlier Steve Reich's Electric Counterpoint, and leading us out for the night is Zoe Keating's Escape Artist off of the Into the Times album. And yeah, she's great, because you'll hear it's amazing. But stick around. This has been Extra Tonal on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. And coming up next is Girl So Groovy, which is a show about female artists and the fans that love them, for the fans that love them. I think the fans that love them are hosting the show, so that's a good combination. After that, you got some Cheese Please at midnight if you're a late owl, and followed up by Scream Therapy at 12:30. So there's a lot of good stuff coming up. If you are a super late owl, there's still stuff going on. This is a 24/7 party constantly happening, and we are happy to host it for you. But yeah, I'm Garen Fitzgerald. You've been listening to the first official episode of Extra Tonal here at the Wednesday 9 o'clock slot. That's Pacific Standard if you're on the Western Coast here. And yeah, I'm going to leave y'all with some Zoe Keating, Escape Artist. Listen to the cello, listen to the loops, bliss out, have a wonderful time. And yeah, I just kind of get her going because it's time to go. Bye.
Even if you had feathers, lightweight bones, and powerful wings, you would still lack something essential to flying like a bird. The highly efficient breathing anatomy that powers the exertion of flight. The human apparatus of diaphragm and lungs is just not up to the job. It can't extract enough oxygen to fuel flight. A bird's breathing anatomy is far more efficient than ours. It is driven by large, thin-walled air sacs located throughout the body cavity. The air sacs operate like bellows, first storing and then directing air to create a one-way flow through the bird's lungs. This parabronchial system for extracting oxygen from the air has a far greater surface area than the lungs of a mammal, making sustained flight possible. And birds lack a diaphragm. Instead, they inhale and exhale using special muscles that expand or contract the entire body cavity and air sacs. The way they breathe allows migrating birds to fly in the thin air thousands of feet above the earth, a feat we can only marvel at from below. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support comes from Wild Delight Bird Food, offering a variety of blends designed to mimic the natural resources wild birds crave. Available at Chewy.com.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby.